This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Progress.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. The Gemara brought Machlekes Abaye and Rabba regarding the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel argue by Kitchal Tanai Vekansa Stam. Rav holds, you need a get. Why? Because even though you married her out tonight, Ein Adam Bayo Bilasa Bilasnos. Shmuel says, look, you made a Tanai, you're marrying her on condition she doesn't have Nadarim. She has Nadarim! She has Nadarim, the marriage is off. The simple way of understanding the Machlokes is they argue about one woman. That if you have one woman, then if you have one lady, there's a machlokes whether the kedushin is on or off. However, Rava comes up with this somewhat innovative way to understand the machlokes, and that is, it's only a machlokes by two women. But no one in their right mind would say that by one woman, if you marry her al tnai, you need a get. To which the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Abai says, our Mishnah is talking about where there's a tnai by one woman, and yet we ask the question on Shmuel from it, because the Mishnah seems to indicate that in fact you do need a get even by one woman. So Rashi's troubled. Why is that a question on Rabba? Rabba wasn't the one who asked the question from the Mishnah. Rabba would maintain no one in their right mind would say that you would need a get in a situation where it's Yishachas. Why is this a question on Rabba? So Rashi divrei hamaschel v'hamasnisen detas Yishachas. Rashi says, according to the Havamina, that the Seifa is going on the Reisha. It's a case of Tos Isha Achas, and we ask from it. So we see Alma Ika de Sfirole, the Tos the Isha Achas Nami Tzvichaget. I ask Rashi, Ve'afagav da Anan Hu da Isvinan, even though we're the ones asking it, V'lav Rav Ayriba, and Rav is not talking about it. It's not like Rav in the Mishnah expressed an opinion that you need a get. We're the ones who maybe incorrectly gripped that the Mishnah is talking about Isha Achas. Says the Gemara, says Rashi, Koshehi l'Rab, it's a kasha on Rashi. It's a kasha on Rabba. Dahai divrei hakol deka'amar svara didehi. When Rabba said that it's machloikis betos b'shtei noshim, aber betos Isha Achas divrei hakol, where did Rabba get that divrei hakol from? It's his own logic. He didn't hear it from Rav and Shmuel. Why? Says Rashi, Shaharei loy hoya bedoiram. Shmuel was not, Rav and Shmuel were not in the same generation as Rabba. So Rabba didn't hear from Rav and Shmuel that they would never argue, that nobody would ever say, by Isha Achas, you needed a get. Rabba said it on his own. Again, Dahai divrei hakol svara didehi v'lav me Rav Shmuel shama sharei lo hayo bedoiram. He was not in their generation. Elo dekosavra lekelamanda amar b'chihai gavna delav date atnai. It's just he said his own logic that nobody would say in such a situation that his das is not on the tnai. No, the tnai would still stand. But v'hakachazinan dechol b'nei bei midrasha. We see that the whole base medrash. The Oisva that asked the question, Sakadaitin Lemer Hachi, thought to say this. In other words, our question on Rabba is, granted, you weren't the one who asked the question. It was the Beis Medrash that asked the question. But you said a Svara. Your Svara is, nobody in their right mind would say, by Isha Achas, you would need a get when there's a Tanai. Because the Tanai still stands. But we see the whole Beis Medrash gripped, that even by Isha Achas, there's a Svara to say that you need a get. So I want to share with you, this is fascinating to me. I was looking all over, I did a word search on it, I looked in the Mafteach, could not find it. And it's because the printing of it, there's a mistake in the print, and therefore it didn't show up in any word search. I checked, I'm going to show you the Sefer. The Sefer is an amazing Sefer. We're all familiar with, of course, the Beis Yosef, who wrote First of all, the Beis Yosef wrote a Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam. He wrote the Beis Yosef on the Torah, and he codified it in the Shulchan Aruch. However, he also wrote another Sefer, which is not so well known. I have not dug out the Sefer in a very long time. I was happy I was able to find it. It's called Halichos Olam. Halichos Olam are basically Klolim of Shas, written by Rabbi Yeshua ben Yosef Halevi, Me'eretz Talmisan. And there's a parish from the Beis Yosef and Rabbi Shlomo Algazi. This is Klolei Hashas. And let's see if I can find it. In Klal Lamed Gimel, the Beis Yosef asks the following kasha on Rashi. Okay, so it's just kedai, once in a lifetime at least, to learn Klolei HaGemara of Rabbi Yosef Karoi. He's called Maharik, Marena Rabbi Yosef Karoi. The reason why I couldn't find it is, look, for some reason, they wrote Ksubas Ayin Gimel Amad Aleph, so it didn't show up in the searches, because it's on Ayin Gimel Amad Beis. L'Rabba de'Amar de'Plukta de'Rabba Shmuel Machloikis b'tosh de'inoshim al'tos isha achazir v'akol ein shrich menaget amalei abaye ay v'hamas nisin al'tos isha achazir v'kom asvim t'yufta kasav Rashi v'yafagav da'anan hu do'osvinu kushahu. Even though we're the one who asked the question, kushahu l'Rabba da'hai divrei akol de'Amar Svara didehi, it's his own Svara. Okay, we read Rashi. And Rashi's predicated on the fact that Rav and Shmuel loy hoya bedoiram. Says the Beis Yosef, Mikol makayim, al masham Rashi, sharaba loy hoya bedoir Rav and Shmuel. That which Rashi says, Rabba was not in the generation of Rav and Shmuel. Which, by the way, it makes sense. Because Rav and Shmuel were the first generation of Amram, Rav Tanu Polag. Rabba was the Rabbi of Abaye. Abaye was in the generation of Rava. Rava's from the later Amram. So you would think Rabba was not in the generation of Rav and Shmuel, like Rashi says. By the way, Tosis and Erechin also says that Rabba was many years after Rav. But the Beis Yosef asked, Yesh l'tamaya, shari b'dor Rabbi Yochanan. If you look in later on in the Masechta, we'll come to it. Rabba was in Rabbi Yochanan's generation, and Rav and Shmuel were in the times of Rabbi Yochanan, because remember we had a few weeks ago the Yad Malachi who said Rabbi Yochanan Tanu Apalek. So, sort of what Rashi's premise, the Beis Yosef challenges, that Rabba was not in the generation of Rabba and Rav and Shmuel. Okay, I thought that was very interesting. Stam to whip out the Sefer Klolei HaGemara of Rabbi Yosef Karoi in the Sefer Halichos Olam. So, this way, you know, if you ever meet the Beis Yosef and he asks, okay, you learned the Kesef Mishnah, you ever see Halichos Olam, you could answer in the affirmative. Okay, I want to bring to your attention another inyan here. Okay, we're gonna just pause this.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.